This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, good morning. It is Super Tuesday. If you're following the politics that we follow every day, by the way, here on the conservative cartel, you've got Indiana, you've got West Virginia, Ohio, North Carolina, all going to the primary polls today. And I have to tell you, we are going to jump smack dab in the middle of that. We've got controversy brewing in West Virginia. We've got another supposedly Roy Moore situation, according to all of these political pundits that know more than you and I do. We've got Donald Trump. President Trump's going to tell us what's going to happen with the Iran nuke deal today at 2 p.m. And, of course, we've got the shadow diplomacy of John Kerry, who just can't keep his nose out of stuff. We've got a New York attorney general, a Me Too guy who's beating up women. I mean, you know, these liberals, it's amazing. It's amazing. Do as I say and not as I do. We've got Democrats trashing judges going after Robert Mueller because, you know, Democrats are not used to the court system actually following the law. We're teaching children to delay having sex is now anti-science. I know it's crazy. I mean, it's nuts, but we're going to get into that today. And we've got 39% of top liberal arts colleges have zero Republican professors. I know you're shocked by that. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Conservative Cartel. My name is Matt Locke. I'll be your host. Chris X, he's back. He's back in the state of Texas. But if you're not listening on the Conservative Cartel or the Liberty Eagle Facebook pages, you won't know. He played baseball out in Alabama all last weekend. So I think it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, flew back yesterday. And he's old, and he's sore, and he probably is having a hard time walking.
I don't know that I would go with the whole old thing. He might not like that.
Well, he is.
He's not old.
You're old. I'm old.
I'm not old either.
Yeah, you are.
I'm as young as I think I am.
Look at you. You're old. That's all I got to say. If you're watching on Facebook, look at the guy. I mean, he's old. I'm old. Look at this. I got gray rolling down here. I mean,
I just want to know from all the listeners.
We're not puppies.
Let me know if I should fire Matt today or wait till Friday. Just check.
Hey, by the way, we have big announcements coming. We are finalizing a deal, I believe tomorrow, that is going to be fantastically huge for the conservative cartel. As you know, we're no longer doing our Saturday show on The Blaze, and I'm not going to go any farther than that. We're just not there anymore. Contract came up. Here we are. But there's big things coming for the conservative cartel. There's some other stuff that I can't quite talk about yet. We've got other irons in the fire that are about ready to come out. And, you know, look, if you know anything about this program, you know that Ron and I and Chris X, we don't sit still. We don't stand still. We don't let the grass grow under our feet. Radio is a tough business. It's a tough business. I mean, I come from the world of business. Ron comes from the world of business. I mean, we're used to companies and working and whatnot. You get into radio, it's crazy. I mean, it literally is crazy. And if you want to build your own radio deal, if you want to do it by yourself, it's even crazier. So thank you to all of you who are listening on the USA Radio Network out there all across this fantastic country. If you're watching the video on the Conservative Cartel or the Liberty Eagle Facebook page, our YouTube channel, the Conservative Cartel, Twitter, the Conservative Cartel, you can head over to theconservativecartel.com and you can sign up to be a cartel VIP because we send that newsletter out every Thursday. We're picking up more writers every week, new information, new behind-the-scenes stuff. And like I said, if you go and open up that VIP email, you're going to see that there's discounts in there on merchandise for the hat I'm wearing, for the decal I'm holding up. We've got brand new t-shirts coming out from Nine Line Apparel that should be launching here in the next day or so. We'll have those up, and when they do launch, we'll let you know. You can head over to nineLineApparel.com. And you can order that. Use Cartel 15, fantastic sponsor of the Conservative Cartel. If you want to be part of this program today, you can give me a call on the Patriot Mobile Hotline, 202-866-7466. So, with that being said, let's jump into some politics, shall we? Because today is Super Tuesday. Now, I'm sad a little bit because I couldn't vote in the primary down here in Texas, because I have not officially changed my address yet. And today is the primary voting in Indiana, which I didn't do the mail-in ballot. I hate to say that, but I didn't. I've been busy. We got all this stuff going on and literally just forgot. So that irritates me a little bit because I've never missed voting ever till now. So I'm irritated at that. But believe me, I will have my residence taken care of and I will be voting in Texas come November. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. But there's an interesting race going on up in Indiana. And that's literally where I'm from. I've spent my entire life in that Fort Wayne, Indiana area, born and raised. Angola, actually, is where I'm from, which is Prairie Heights. But we got some interesting things going on up there. Because we got Todd Young as one of our senators. And we've got Joe Donnelly. Now, Todd Young is a Republican. Most of our representatives are Republican for the majority. We've got the really crazy thing is Fort Wayne and South Bend and I believe Indianapolis all have Democratic mayors. Fort Wayne has a Democratic mayor, Tom Henry. Not a bad guy, know him personally. He's kind of a moderate Democrat, if you can believe that. you don't say that very often, do you, Ron Phillips? Moderate Democrat. I mean, nope. He's kind of
only
a blue.
Said it once, just now.
Yeah, he's a kind of a blue dog Democrat. Tom Henry has not done a terrible job with the city of Fort Wayne. Now, the Fort Wayne City Council is 7-2 Republican, by the way. So it's dominated by the right. Now we've got our representatives up there that are mainly Republican. Like I said, you know, we've got those that going on up there, but we have got a senator by the name of Joe Donnelly that is an absolute card-carrying rubber stamp for the Obama ridiculousness that we saw for the last 8 years. I don't know how the hell he is a senator in Indiana, but we've got an interesting race up in Indiana. You've got a guy, and I know these guys personally. I know both of them, Luke Messer and Todd Rokita, who are running on the Republican ticket, and I mean, it has gotten pretty heated. These guys have been rivals for a long time, which is probably the problem. They've been in politics for years and years and years, and they fought each other going through the ranks of state, you know, the state house where they were representatives of the state, senators of the state, and now at the federal level. So you got Luke Messer and Todd Rokita. You know, they're going after each other. The newspaper article, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but I was back in Indiana moving my wife and dogs down here, and I was at the rental truck place, and on the chair there was a Journal Gazette. Now, Journal Gazette is the daily newspaper there in Fort Wayne. Very liberal, by the way. You got the Journal Gazette and you got the New Sentinel. So the Gazette, very, very liberal. Well, the Gazette had a story because they were doing one of the Senate debates there at the campus of IPFW, which is Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne University. And the headline was, who could be the Trumpiest candidate? So that's what we've got going on right now in Indiana. Now, you've got an outsider up there in Indiana by the name Mike Braun. Mike Braun is a business guy. Owned a business, made lots of money, but the right is calling him a liberal because of the way that he ran in his district up there in the state of Indiana, which I don't disagree. There's some sketchy things Mike Braun has done up there. But then again, we're watching these primaries in this election season, and we're watching as, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road. You know, we all talk about we want more of Donald Trump. We want more people that are going to go in. They're going to shake up the establishment. They're going to do what's best for the American people. And they're going to vote according to that. And I've always said to you, do your research. If you are in Indiana, go to the polls today. They're open today until, I believe, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 Central. Get up there, vote, know who you're voting for. I'm not going to promote any of them. I think all could do a fantastic job. I think they're all better than a Joe Donnelly, who, once again, is a rubber stamp for the Democratic Party. I mean, the guy is, I'm not a fan of Joe Donnelly, if you ain't figured that out yet. Guy is just a Goomba. He's got no spine and fits in real well up in Washington. So you've got this going on. You've got these races going on today. Indiana is a red state for the most part. Ohio flipped to red this last election. Donald Trump won Ohio by 8 points, by the way, in the general election, which is a big move. West Virginia, we're going to get into that here in this hour because there's a whole nother situation brewing there. And then you've got North Carolina, who, for all intents and purposes, is very purple. It's not red. It's not blue. It fluctuates all the time. And the first, we've got the Fox News. I'm watching Fox here in the studio right now. Fox News has the first polls closing in 8 hours and 45 minutes. So that puts us at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock. And that would be Indiana, I would believe, closes first. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. But like I told you with Indiana, it's, you know, who is the Trumpiest of them all? And I'm going to tell you, I've watched and I've listened and I've read. Steve Bannon weighed in on a lot of this today. And he says, look, you want to vote for the people who are going to back Trump's agenda. I don't disagree. We need more people in government who are for the people and for less government. The government is not our friend. The government is not going to fix our problems. The government is never going to cut its spending unless we make it. The government is bloated. The bureaucracy is overwhelming. We've got literally people going into Washington, and they get absorbed by the swamp. And that's what's going on in West Virginia. I'm going to talk about that a little bit in the next segment and probably on into the third segment. We've got some interesting developments going on in West Virginia. I mean, it's absolutely crazy what is happening, but the gentleman that is doing well, he was convicted of a misdemeanor. Guy spent some time in jail. He's a coal baron, but he's running on an anti-McConnell platform. Now that's, to me, that is interesting because every headline you see says the guy is surging. And I'm going to read you a couple of his ads. They're fantastic, by the way. And if you want to get rid of the swamp, this is how you go about doing it. I mean, we need people with backbones who will stand up to the Washington establishment, who will stand up to the likes of Mitch McConnell, who will do the things that this guy says he will do. I wish more people would say it. Look, don't go anywhere. We're just getting started. The Conservative Cartel this Tuesday morning, 202-866-7466 is the Patriot Mobile Hotline. Do you want to be part of the program? Want to hear from you. Are you going out and vote today? Are you in one of these states that are voting? Matt Locke, the Conservative Cartel, rolls on right after this.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
In the military.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined,
MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come, by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, I have to clean my desk off here. I forgot that Ron Phillips, producer Ron Phillips, flying the mothership, has a wider angle on me today on the Facebook Live pages, the YouTube, the Twitter. Welcome back to The Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke here, flying solo just for today. Chris X will be back tomorrow. But talking about Super Tuesday. It's the primaries in four states, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, and North Carolina. They're going off today. Polls are going to start closing at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're in Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, North Carolina, get out and vote. We've talked about this so many times on this program. It's important. You have to do your due diligence. You've got to make sure you're researching your candidate and who is going to better represent the people of this country. I mean, we've got a very big divide in this country. I'm going to talk about it a little more. This segment's not very long. If you'll be part of the program, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. You can head over to patriotmobile.com. If you use Cartel, you'll receive $30 activation fee will be waived. So it'll save you $30 if you head over to the patriotmobile.com. Sign up. Fantastic company. They give money to conservative causes that love them. Absolutely love them. We need more companies like Patriot Mobile and great service. Great phones, great service. So head over there, use the Cartel, get $30 off. But we were talking about Indiana Joe Donnelly. We're talking about Mike Braun. We're talking about Luke Messer, Todd Rokita. That's going on today. I want to move over to North Carolina. There are no statewide races on the ballot this year in the Tar Heel State, which has become a highly competitive battleground at every level in recent years. That means turnout in the primaries and the general election could be quite low, placing a premium on organization. Now, Democrats think they have a chance to flip three Republican-held congressional districts in the state, and the primaries may affect their chances of doing that. The best-known contest is on the Republican side in the Charlotte suburbs' 9th congressional district, where three-term incumbent Representative Robert Pittenger is facing a rematch against fiery Christian right minister and politician Mark Harris, who very nearly defeated him in 2016 in a three-way race dominated by a federal investigation of Pittenger's campaign finance record. So, you know, isn't it amazing? Finance records, misdemeanors, you see this stuff. We're going to talk about Mr. Schneiderman in New York later, the AG, the Me Too guy who's slapping around women, calling them his brown slave, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, those kind of guys. But we're watching as these representatives aren't very good. I mean, it's the best we got, right? It's why normal, good quality business people, people that understand how things work, don't run. So I want to head over to Ohio real quick, because I'm going to get Ohio and North Carolina in, because in the next segment, we're heading to West Virginia. That in and of itself is a story that's so fantastically crazy, it's going to take me another segment to dig into that. But in Ohio, it lurched to the right in 2016. Trump won that state by 8 points. And at this point, populist progressive Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown is favored to hang on to his seat against the very likely Republican nominee, U.S. Representative Jim Renacci, who is expected to beat self-funder Mike Gibbons, particularly after Renacci got an endorsement shout-out from Donald Trump. That always helps. State Attorney General and former U.S. Senator Mike DeWine has long been the favorite for the Republican nomination for the GOP governor. He's going to run against John Kasich, you know, remember him, karate hands, going to chop him up, going to eat some pizza, you know, that guy. So we got that going on. Nothing to see there. Dennis Kucinich is once again running there in Ohio, so he's going to probably get his seat. But where I want to go is to West Virginia. This story is unbelievable. If you don't know what's going on. So stick around. I'm going to fill you in. You want to comment on any of this? Are you voting in those states? 202-866-7466, the Patriot Mobile Hotline. Matt Locke here, the Conservative Cartel. Producer Ron, flying the mothership. We're going to be back. Hang tight right after this.
This is the Conservative Cartel.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's last day on the job, as the Democrat will resign at the end of today after four women make sexual, emotional, and physical abuse allegations against the law enforcement official. Schneiderman, having championed women who were part of the Me Too movement, investigating sexual assault allegations against disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. Legal expert Lisa Green notes,
I think it's the seeming hypocrisy that is what drove some of these women to finally come forward cannot have been an easy decision for them.
Green was speaking on MSNBC. Schneiderman strongly denying the allegations that were made in an article published yesterday in the New Yorker magazine. President Trump scheduled to announce at 2 p.m. Eastern Time whether he's pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement, recertifying it, or looking for something in between. And this is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke here, your host, riding solo today. Chris X will be back tomorrow. He is recovering. Let's just put it that way. Look, Ron gave me a bunch of crap at the beginning of the show, but we're not young. We're not young, and when you go play baseball for 5 days, it will do things to you. He probably pulled a blah 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 gabi muscle or something, and he has to heal it a little bit. Some kind of muscle relaxer. He doesn't drink, so there's no liquid medication there. That Advil's probably playing pretty hard right now in that body. The poor guy is probably trying to get back to walking without a walker. Just saying. Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke here. If you want to be part of the program, 202-866-7466 on the Patriot Mobile Hotline. We're talking all kinds of things Super Tuesday. It is the primaries in Indiana, West Virginia, Ohio, and North Carolina. Now, I've went through Indiana, North Carolina, and Ohio. I mean, they're straightforward. Indiana's a little different. I told you about, you know, Rokita, about Luke Messer, about Mike Braun. That will be interested. I'll be live tweeting this, by the way, tonight. If you want to reach out and touch base with me on Twitter, at the Cartel Matt. That's also my Instagram handle. You can find producer Ron at the Cartel Ron. And I think that's your Twitter handle, too. Twitter and Instagram. So you can find both of us at the Cartel Matt, at the Cartel Ron. Get over there and do that. Follow us, share, whatever you do. That's just one more medium we use, one more social medium we use. Now, big things are coming to the show. We're going to release, we're going to let you know that probably Friday. Some big changes coming. We've worked out some things. We've got some contracts being done, hopefully tomorrow, that we can fill you in on what's going on. We got T-shirts coming out, the Bad Hombres T-shirts from 9lineapparel.com. If you use Cartel15, you'll save 15% on those T-shirts. We will have those hopefully today or tomorrow. After the show, I'm going to make a call here, see how we're going to get them up. They'll be for a limited time. 9line runs specials for 2 weeks. So you're going to want to get in there. And if you would do me a huge favor, go inundate 9lineapparel.com. Buy you some Cartel T-shirts because they're fantastic. That's all I got to say. And while you're at it, head over to theconservativecartel.com and become a VIP member, become a Cartel VIP, because it'll get you in the fantastic newsletter every week, but it also gets you signed up for great giveaways like that Diamondback Firearms AR-15 that Kathleen Roberts won last Friday. Now, our new giveaway is probably going to start Thursday. We're heading over tomorrow, because I have to go to a design center today with my wife to pick out all the finishings of our house. So tomorrow, producer Ron and I are going to head over to Bison Coolers, who are here in Fort Worth, fantastic American company, and we are going to team up with them, and the next giveaway is going to do something with Bison Coolers. Now, the T-shirts, what is 9line charge for those T-shirts? $25, $26?
About that. I can look.
Yeah, it's something. $25.99, something like that. The T-shirts are fantastic. They won't be $50, Eddie, just so you know. Now, the hats are $32.99. I do know that. Those are our hats. You can get a decal for $4.99. That includes shipping. So we've got some things coming. We're looking to do some white labeling with Bison Coolers. So we'll have some tumblers, maybe some coolers. Memorial Day is coming. The start of summer is coming, and you're going to want to kick it off with a fantastic Bison Cooler. Now, look. West Virginia. I talked about Indiana, talked about North Carolina, talked about, who was the other one? Ohio. We need to head to West Virginia because the media is telling you we have another Alabama, which I think is funny, by the way, because has anybody heard a daggone word from any of those women that accused Roy Moore of what he did? I'll wait. Nobody? Bueller? Bueller? Anybody? Does anybody know where those women went? No! Nobody knows! I don't know. You don't know. Herman Cain, same thing. Got charged with sexual misconduct. As soon as he pulled out of the race for president, you never heard a word again. So here we are. And this isn't women this time. We've got a coal baron in West Virginia. The guy's name is Don Blankenship. And he is surging in the West Virginia GOP senatorial primary on the eve of the election. And you know how he's surging? With an anti-Mitch McConnell message. Now, that message is terrifying Republicans nationally in what may become a repeat, they're saying, of the disaster in Alabama's last year's special Senate election. So Blankenship, flush with cash, despite being fresh out of a prison sentence he served after being convicted of violating mine safety standards leading to the deaths of several miners, is blanketing West Virginia's airwaves with attacks on McConnell and his wife, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. Now, we know about Elaine Chao, by the way. We know that Elaine Chao's parents are Chinese. They're buying ships, and they're giving $5 to $25 million to Mitch McConnell. No, 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 nothing going on there. Nothing underhanded, no pay to play, not, you know, Peter Schweitzer talks about this in Secret Empires. I mean, it's amazing. If you don't think for a second there isn't some kind of coordination between Elaine Chao's parents and Mitch McConnell, you're crazy. So, Blanket Chip says, I want you to listen to this ad. It's so freaking fantastic, by the way. Blanket Chip says in the non-traditional television ad, Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created millions of jobs for the Chinese people. While doing so, Mitch has gotten rich. In fact, his China family has given him tens of millions of dollars. All true. Mitch's swamp people are now running false negative ads against me. They are also childishly calling me despicable and mentally ill. The war to drain the swamp and create jobs for West Virginia people has begun. I will beat Joe Manchin and ditch Cocaine Mitch for the sake of the kids. Now, funny story here, because it's normally President Trump that comes up with the nicknames. And I read a story this morning that the only reason that Donald Trump tweeted and said, do not vote for Don Blankenship. He wants you to vote for the other guy. And the other guy, look, it's a funny dynamic in West Virginia. So we've got this Don Blankenship guy, Colbert, you know, he's the one that's made money. He's running all this stuff against, you know, Mitch McConnell. But we've got another guy, and I'm trying to find his name here, Evan Jenkins. Now, Evan Jenkins is a former Democrat as of 2013. Can't make this up. And guess who backs him? Mitch McConnell. It's unbelievable. And actually, I want you to listen to this. This is so crazy. It says right here, McConnell and his allies are pushing extraordinarily hard for Representative Evan Jenkins, a former Democrat who backed Hillary Rodham Clinton for president in 08. Jenkins actually remained a member of the Democratic Party for the entirety of Barack Obama's first term as president, not switching to the Republican Party until 2013. Jenkins' closeness with lobbyists and other behaviors during this time in the House of Representatives has irked Trump supporters and conservatives who are already weary of anything McConnell tries to do inside the party. So you got Evan Jenkins, who obviously is a lackey. It's Luther Strange all over again. It's swamp creature number two, right? Then you have West Virginia's Attorney General Patrick Morrisey, who is also running for the nomination and is, and in most public polling, is viewed as a front runner. Though reportedly some private polling has Blankenship with an edge now, something reflected by Morrisey's recent turn in the last 24 hours, during which he has unloaded on the convicted ex-energy company CEO. Now, Morrisey, like Brooks in Alabama, remember Mo Brooks, who was part of that threesome of Roy Moore and Luther Strange, and Mo Brooks probably could have won. Roy Moore could have won if it weren't for the fact that the Republicans have no backbone or any kind of testicular fortitude. Just saying. So, like Brooks in Alabama, Morrisey would have no problem beating a Democrat in November and would be an actual supporter of the president and his agenda. So, I want you to think about this just for a second, because I want to read you the second television ad now, which is just absolutely fantastic from Don Blankenship. So, after Blankenship was panned for the ad by basically everyone in the media and Republican politics, he released a new radio ad that doubles down on what he says about Cocaine Mitch. Now, I read an article. I want to say this. I read an article this morning that the only reason that Donald Trump tweeted out that he didn't want... Let me see if I can find this Donald Trump tweet here of Don Blankenship. Because he came out yesterday, President Trump said, and he's like, hey, you need to not follow this guy. And it can't be too far down in the deal here. Let me look and see if I can find it while I'm rolling through here. I know that producer Ron is looking as well. Oh, he already got it. By God, he's faster than I am. To the great people of West Virginia, we have together a really great chance to keep making a big difference. And this is Donald Trump talking, by the way. Problem is, Don Blankenship, currently running for Senate, can't win the general election in your state. No way. Remember Alabama? vote Rep. Jenkins or Attorney General Morrissey. So Trump has come out and said that. So what has Don Blankenship done? He's doubled down. I read that article this morning, and some are saying that Donald Trump's just mad because Don Blankenship came up with a better nickname for Mitch McConnell. Cocaine Mitch. It's kind of funny. I don't know if Mitch McConnell does cocaine. Probably not. But he's deep in it with China. So this other ad says, the establishment politicians are getting desperate, more hostile. They are calling me a bigot, a moron, a despicable character, and mentally ill. But even if all of this is true, I will do a better job than they have done. They have resorted to this childish name-calling because they don't want us to focus on the issues. And he's exactly right. The issues are that we need more West Virginia jobs. We need to end the drug crisis. We need an honest government. We do not need more childish behavior like you may have witnessed at the Fox debate. Exactly right. The fake news is also pretending to be offended by my use of the words China people. They seem not to realize that China is a country, not a race. The establishment has given millions of our jobs to the China people and have left many West Virginia people to fend for themselves. Send me to the Senate and I will represent West Virginia people, not China people. I am an American person. I will put America first. End of the... I mean, isn't that what Donald Trump's saying? Isn't that what our president is currently saying? Put America first? Now the guy, I mean, he's been convicted of a misdemeanor. I believe he's been convicted. And I'm going to sneeze here in a minute. It's coming. I'm telling you right now. Be prepared. Maybe. It might go. But you've got the establishment. Cocaine Mitch. You've got these swamp creatures that they don't want. I mean, this is the problem we have in politics today, guys and gals. I don't want to be sexist. We have people like Mitch McConnell that do not want Donald Trump to succeed. They don't want policies of America first to succeed. They want former Democrats turned Republicans to succeed. Why? Because they can control them. Now, look. Is Don Blankenship the right candidate? I don't know. I haven't done my research on him. I don't live in West Virginia. I don't vote there. Is Attorney General Morrissey or Mr. Jenkins the right choice? I don't know. I can tell you what I do know. Mitch McConnell backs Jenkins. I'd never vote for him. Just for that criteria alone, I'd never pull the lever for him. Look at Luther Strange. Look at all the people that Mitch McConnell backs. Look at what Mitch McConnell's history is. Look at what he has done in the past. We know what Mitch McConnell stands for. We know Mitch McConnell is taking money from the Chinese. We know that Mitch McConnell's wife is Chinese. If you're receiving $5 to $25 million from your wife's in-laws to do business, you're being bought and paid. That's called collusion, coordination, underhandedness. There's all kinds of adjectives for it. But when you sit here and you listen to a guy like Don Blankenship say that he wants to put America first, that he's tired of Mitch McConnell and his cronyism, that to me speaks volumes. Now, will he do it? Who the hell knows? I mean, we watch these candidates go out on the campaign trail, and they say a lot of great things. They get to Washington, and then they completely forget their spine. They completely forget what they said on the campaign trail. We've watched it for years, so it'll be interesting to see. Polls close tonight. Like I said, I am going to be live tweeting this whole entire thing. Now, look, we're going to move on from this. I've spent three quarters of an hour talking about Super Tuesday. President Trump's coming out at 2 o'clock today, Eastern, and he's going to talk about what he's going to do with the Iran nuclear deal. And I really hope he scuttles it because it's a mess. It's a disaster. Israel showed us why it's a disaster. We can move forward just like the Paris Climate Accords, and I don't think we'll be none worse for the wear. Hey, stick around, Matt Locke, the Conservative Cartel, Tuesday morning. Much more after this.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can...
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
I will say one thing. The time on this show flies by. We're in the final segment of hour one. But fret not. There is a whole nother hour of conservative greatness coming your way. So stick around. Maybe go get a beverage, some popcorn. Things are going to get good for hour two. But I want to finish up hour one. We've been talking about Super Tuesday here for the first three segments. I mean, you're going to the polls if you're in Indiana, West Virginia, North Carolina, or Ohio today. For the primaries, you need to get out there and vote. Do your research. Do your civic duty. Do your part. Get out there and make a difference. But there's a big deal coming this afternoon because President Donald Trump plans on today, to make his decision on the Iran nuclear deal. Now, the amazing thing of all this nuclear deal was never, never brought before the House or the Senate. Do you know that? It was never approved by the House or the Senate. The nuclear deal is supposed to be, by the way, negotiated through the Senate. It's a treaty, right? Treaties are supposed to have two-thirds of Senate confirmation. Doesn't have that at all. I think people forget that. Once again, we are watching as the Barack Obama administration sidestepped any rule it could to do whatever it could. Now, you and I both know that the Iran nuclear deal is a joke. It's a disaster. They're not following it. I mean, we have to give them 24 frickin' days to go see if there's any nuclear material there. I mean, you can move it all in 24 days. You probably move it 2 days. I mean, it's absurd to sit here and think that we're under any kind of obligation or any kind of a deal that is going to stop Iran from continuing its nuclear platform and trying to get nuclear weapons is a joke. It didn't run through Congress or the Senate. It's no different than DACA, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals. DACA is an executive order that Donald Trump, as president, should be able to write another executive order and get rid of, but here we are. I mean, here we are in our politics today. So today at 2 o'clock, President Trump is going to announce his decision on the Iranian deal. Now, I put out a post on, I think, Facebook and Twitter and said, you know, what do you think his decision is going to be? If you've got any opinion on what you think his decision is going to be, give me a call. Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. Would love to hear what your thoughts are. I'll tell you what my thoughts are. Get the hell out as fast as you can. Iran is not our friend. They're never going to be our friend. Iran is the number one state sponsor of terror. They're the leading reason that the Palestinian, the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, goes after Israel. Number one reason. Who do you think funds Hamas? Hezbollah. Who do you think funds those people? Iran. Israel, last week, found a boatload of evidence that Iran has not stopped its nuclear aspirations. And they're not going to. They want to be one of the big dogs in the Middle East. They want to be one of the major players. To do that, they feel that they need nuclear weapons. They're sitting there, I mean, they're laughing at us. They are laughing at our country, at this deal. And, you know, here's the reason that everybody wants it to hang on. Here's the reason that John Kerry's over there doing shadow diplomacy. Because this is Barack Obama's legacy. And it's a terrible deal. Terrible. Trump has repeatedly described this Iran deal as terrible. It's insane. It's ridiculous. It should have never been made, Trump said in April during a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. It's a joke. But so was Barack Obama's presidency. So there you go. That's why everybody's unhappy. That's why the left wants to keep it. That's why John Kerry's working so hard. I'm going to tell you right now, it gone. It gone. Ain't coming back. Nobody wants it. But hang tight. Hour two. We got Schneiderman. We got Democrats going after these judges on Mueller. And we got the New York Times telling us that delaying sex is a bad thing for teenagers. Matlock, the conservative cartel. Hour two is upon us. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type beginning at a certain time of the year and should qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.